A large upper-level low has been stuck in place for the past couple of days, resulting in quite gloomy and quite cool conditions. Moving ahead, that upper-level low is slowly drifting away, and that means it is lightening its grip on our weather, and we're seeing still a good amount of cloudiness around today, though there have been some nice breaks of sun as well, and not much in terms of any rainfall is occurring this afternoon. So short of maybe a passing sprinkle in spots, especially across the North Country, it is a mainly dry Wednesday afternoon, and our temperatures today are warmer than yesterday, and overall we'll see quiet weather moving into tonight, and that quiet weather trend moves through the day tomorrow and most of, if not all of the day, on Friday. So tonight, that upper-level low continues to slowly move away. We'll see partly cloudy skies, and we'll call it seasonably cool as temperatures drop back into the 30s and low 40s. Be aware that patches of frost will be possible, especially across the higher terrain moving into tonight. So if you have any plants that are sensitive to cold, you may want to cover them up once again or bring them inside if they are in pots. And moving into the day tomorrow, that upper low continues to move away, and we'll see a mix of sunshine and clouds for the day on Thursday. Now, I'm optimistic in terms of rainfall that we should have none tomorrow, so we'll keep a dry forecast on tap for tomorrow after a generally dry day today. Temperatures tomorrow will be a few degrees warmer, running mainly between about 60 and 65 in our valley locations. Some of the higher elevations, though, will be in the middle to upper 50s to right around 60 tomorrow afternoon. So quiet weather is ahead for tomorrow and tomorrow night with lows in the 40s. And then on Friday, we'll start off with maybe some breaks of sunshine, but any sun will quickly fade behind increasing clouds. Now, those clouds are in advance of a storm. Now, odds are decent that most of the day on Friday does stay dry. The whole day may stay dry, but we'll see how quickly that rain approaches, so there may be a shower late Friday. Now, temperatures on Friday are in the upper 50s and low 60s, but by Saturday, we'll have a nor'easter south of Long Island, and that is likely to bring periods of rain and a cool wind to the region as we kick off the weekend, so conditions are not looking great here on Saturday, and we're likely to see at least some showers linger into the day on Sunday. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cool, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 56 to 64. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cool, low 35 to 40. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 56 to 64. For the Southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cool, low 38 to 46. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun, high 58 to 66. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cool, low 36 to 42. Tomorrow, a blend of clouds and sun, high 58 to 66. Region-wide on Friday, becoming cloudy, chance of a late shower, with highs in the upper 50s to lower 60s. And on Saturday, cloudy with periods of rain, windy and cool, with highs in the 50s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argyanis.